This book tells the story of a German-born academic who became one of the early Cold War's most influential American defense intellectuals. It is a story of catastrophe, exile, and success, of rejecting youthful values for more realistic alternatives, of a scholar becoming an expert. It is, above all, a story about how an idea that we currently take for granted, that social scientists ensconced in think tanks and universities should have a voice in foreign policymaking, was institutionalized. Few historians have heard of Hans Speier, who lived from 1905 to 1990. He is, at present, what I call a lister, a person mentioned in lists of mid-century intellectuals, and usually toward the end. Though I cannot be certain exactly why this is the case, I have my suspicions. Speier never wrote a major book and was associated with the Rand Corporation's social science division, which has always been overshadowed by Rand's more prominent economics division. Speier was bound to escape the attention of historians interested in examining intellectuals who clearly influenced their fields and disciplines of study. Unlike many in his exile cohort, including Hannah Arendt, his classmate at Heidelberg University, Hans Morgenthau, his realist associate, and Leo Strauss, his colleague at the New School for Research and one of his closest friends, until this book, Speier had not received a biographical treatment. Despite his being ignored, Speier stood at the center of, and shaped, some of the 20th century's most vibrant intellectual and government institutions. He was one of the founding members of the New School's University in Exile in the 1930s, was in charge of the Foreign Broadcast Intelligence Service Group that assembled intelligence from Nazi propaganda between 1942 and 1944, was director of the Office of War Information Committee that developed policy for U.S. propaganda sent to Germany in 1944 and 1945, was associate chief of the State Department's Area Division for Occupied Areas in 1946 and 1947, and was founding head of Rand's Social Science Division from 1948 to 1960. By virtue of these positions, Speier remade what it meant to be an intellectual in the 20th century United States. Today, social scientists regularly move between the academy, think tanks, and the government, but this was not always the case. Reconstructing Speier's trajectory illuminates the critical role he played in developing the ideas, culture, networks, and institutions that enable such movements to occur. At the same time, Speier's path captures a pivotal shift in American intellectual history in which hundreds of social scientists, both native and foreign-born, left the university and contributed to the creation of an expert-based approach to U.S. foreign relations. To understand the rise of the defense intellectual, one must understand Hans Speier.